Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm just trying to figure out what the biggest city in the United States without a, according to television market, the biggest city in the United States without a football team. It's kind of skewed.
Is it Memphis?
It's actually Orlando.
And they have Tampa Bay just
so
right down
So that's
the street.
Market 16. Yeah, I mean, relative. So otherwise, you're looking at Sacramento, which is market 20.
And they have the Niners that are close enough.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, that's still a haul, Santa Clara to Sacramento.
Yeah, but Columbus doesn't have an NFL team.
They
have their choice of two.
Yeah, but I'm going by television market size.
Right.
So,
by the way, is a great way to talk about the size of a city because that's the size of your market.
So I'm just looking through the top 25. Indianapolis has one at 25. St. Louis does not. They're 24.
Anymore.
Portland does not at 23, right?
Nope.
Nope. So Raleigh, Durham, Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, so Charlotte.
But at some point, aren't cities going to say, you know what, this doesn't benefit us quite as much as having great roads and great services? And I just wonder if there comes a point, especially with the sports that don't bring in crowds constantly for their facilities, if it ever comes to that. Ryan is in the District of Columbia. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Andy, Jeff, and then again, Hody. I tell you, man, this stuff is just makes you, I don't know, feel revived. Just something new is always good, obviously, but at what cost? Me being a traditionalist, loving having seen stadiums that are overlooking a skyline of a city. That's just me. Cleveland is unique in the way that we are hardworking, the ethic. Just it's a city that is designed for, I don't know how to say it, I guess, sitting in an open space where, you know, there's no dome is that city's mentality. Now, a lot of people say, forget that. They want the club seats. They want the popcorn. They want a movie-like atmosphere and a controlled climate. Again, I helped build Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, so I understand the whole dilemma when it comes to comfortable scenarios coincided with sporting events, et cetera, still allowing the uniqueness of weather or whatever it may be to contribute to the game. And Cleveland just is that. So taking it away from where it's at right now, I really don't know if I like it, but I'm all ears. Again, this is just good stuff. People want something new, but at what cost? Again, I want to reiterate, I am a traditionalist when it comes to where I think a stadium should be, whether it be Chicago working there last year, they want to take Soldier Field somewhere else. I think that's wrong. I really like stadiums downtown. It moving to Brook Park or wherever, I just don't like it. But who am I to say? I'm just a simpleton, you know, just going to the games. I'm not the guy that owns the teams, et cetera. But again, it's good. It's just that at what cost, guys? And I know I said a lot there, guys, but again, I just want to get my 2 cents across. I like it, but I don't know how much I like it. But anyway, guys, great show as always.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much. Back to work for you. Back to work for you.
I'm trying to figure out, I'm going to do this in a second. Let me do this, and then I want to talk to you about stadiums that are downtown in the NFL. 92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner. Enter the word, what's today, Wednesday, Jeff? No, Thursday.
Today's photo.
Thursday. Photo. P-H-O-T-O. P-H-O-T-O. Photo at 92.3thefan.com. By 1:59 for your chance, 1:59 p.m., for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Fan Expo Cleveland, April 12th through the 14th at the Huntington Convention Center. Fan Expo. Meet stars from franchises like Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and more. Tickets available at fanexpocleveland.com. The word is photo.
Photo. Do that.
Photo.
Nick is in Parma. Hello, Nick.
Gents, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
Very good. Hey, I just wanted to throw this out there. I'm sure that they probably have done this, but it would make sense to me if you're the city and you're the Haslams, most of this is a financial issue, right, and figuring all that out. You have one of the most powerful people in finance in the country right down the street from you. If I'm these two parties, are you not throwing a call over to Dan Gilbert to say, hey, what makes the most sense here?
Dan has his own thing going, you know.
By the way, a dome stadium could take away some of his revenue.
That's very true.
True?
I'm sure he would love to write the loan on it, though.
Oh, well, there you go. Good point. That's good point.
Point for Nick.
All right. I will let you guys go. Thank you.
All right, Nick. Thank you.
I'm just looking. So, you know, he was talking about, help me with this, yes or no, because I think the majority, like I'm looking at the whole AFC East, nobody plays downtown there. Buffalo doesn't. Miami doesn't. The Jets don't. New England doesn't. The Jets don't play in Manhattan, right? Would you consider Manhattan downtown for them then, right?
Yeah.
The Patriots play in Foxborough, nowhere near Boston. I'm just kidding. You know, the Ravens are kind of outside downtown. Baltimore, we play downtown. The Steelers, I'll say downtown.
Isn't the Ravens downtown?
It's kind of
stadiums
off
downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not like you can. You kind of have to go a little bit farther away. I'll say it's downtown. If you want to say it's downtown, it's close.
It's in the Baltimore City.
It's close, right? The Bengals are downtown. That is correct. It's probably about the same walk from downtown to Bengals as it would be for Ravens. Houston, I don't. I'm just trying to think. Houston, I don't know. Jacksonville. Seen it off the freeway.
Houston's is right by the old Astrodome, so it's basically downtown.
Basically downtown. Jacksonville? It's off the freeway. I'm not sure. Indy is. Tennessee is moving to.
As long as you can get it built.
Kansas City's not. Raiders are on the strip.
I just wonder, though. Like,
Denver's kind of off to the side. Chargers, I mean, what is downtown LA? Is there really a downtown LA?
It's always been a thing, Andy, that I don't quite get. And again, financial simpleton here. I'm not in on all that. If the public pays for everything and then the team operates it and the team generates revenue, and I know they have to pay, you know, a lease and rent and everything, but it's always seemed convoluted. And I'm just waiting one day for the backlash from cities who say we've had enough on this. It's opening day. Zach Meisel from The Athletic covers the Guardians. He's next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.